everyone. It's Dr. Denise. This is the Dr. Denise Show, and this is Diva Discussions. And I am so excited. We are jumping on a show. I'm here with one of my dear friends, and we are just celebrating hope today. How are you?
I am fantastic, Denise. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. So everyone, we are not going to be announcing our guests because we're going to be talking about some topics that you'll understand as we evolve, why we're not saying your name right now. We're not saying your name because we're celebrating a win, and like how we actually met each other was that we were both victims of fraud.
Yes.
Yes. So today we wanted to jump on though, because it was a hopeful day. And you know what? Do you want to just kind of give a little, like, maybe, you know, what'd be fun is maybe how you and I initially met, like what brought us together.
Okay. Happy to. Well, as you already mentioned, both of us had a not so fabulous experience. We were both victims of fraud. So without giving too much detail, this is, as we always talk about, Denise, how the universe sometimes works in the most magical ways. And we did cross paths because of a third party. And again, we're going to leave names unnamed. And we connected based on this basis, but it was a happenstance that, as we've talked about so many times, and hopefully people listening can understand.
Here we go. Can I say it?
Go ahead.
There are no coincidences. That's been a big theme in you and I and our friendship, right?
Correct. And as you have phrased to me, and I use this all the time, and I always say, I don't ever take credit for it. I always say, as my friend Dr. Denise says, there are no coincidences. There are co-incidences, two events or more that are happening simultaneously for a divine purpose. And that was this.
So what happened, everyone? So those of you who have listened to my different shows, whether it's Diva Discussions, the Ascension series, Embrace Your Neurostyle, Creative Minds, you know, I believe in the power of connection and also being in the moment of now. And so I was on social media and an article popped out at me, and it was actually someone's feed on social media who I don't usually read. And it had to do with fraud. And, you know, your situation's your unique situation. Mine's mine. But yes. I thought, you know, I'm just going to comment and I'm going to put a link talking about healing and the importance of, if we do have any kind of fraud, betrayal, like how can we heal? So I put the link to my show under that media post. And then why don't you take it from there as to when you saw it?
Well, it actually was about 2 months later, and I had a pivotal moment with my situation on that day and was particularly looking for a little guidance. And actually, a friend of mine stumbled across this social media account, told me about it, and it was, again, without giving too much information, it was about my situation, what this post was about. And I started reading the comments and came across yours. And when I did, I thought, wow, this is someone I need to reach out to, because it seemed like you had a parallel experience. And of course I reached out to you within, you know, just a few short hours. You responded in kind, just so immediately and so positively. And do you want to now take it over from there and say,
sure. Okay. So everyone, just so you know how I roll, like we all go through suffering. We're on planet Earth/Armageddon. I always like to say it's like the battleground and the playground. So when I heard from you, and by the way, yeah, we're not naming her because we're going to name her at another time. Not now.
I love being a mystery guest.
You're the mystery guest. Mystery guest. Yeah. Okay. So, but essentially, by the way, humor rocks. So I actually have to tell you, I have had, because of my, I did a series called Rocking a Betrayal, which I'll put the link into this, but I have to tell you, I believe that everything's an experience and we attract different energy and unique experiences. So I'm sad that I had to go through the suffering and the fraud, but I'm actually grateful, because had I not gone through this, I would not have met you as a friend. And I want to say, I've actually had a couple people I've met, I call them friends from fraud, but I actually want to elevate that. maybe call him like Justice League. Let's shift over to Justice League. So you're one of my, you're one of my Justice League, like warrior chicks. Don't fuck with my kindness. And so
because we fought for the justice in this case. I mean, Friends of Fraud just sounds like, okay, we got defrauded and oops, so what? I mean, let's put it in the real context. We actually fought for the justice for ourselves, for others who were to come. So we did take it to a specific place, which is maybe additionally why you and I were meant to be brought together, because we were like-minded in this. We didn't just roll over and play dead. We empowered ourselves. We empowered others. We took our power back and said, oh, wait a minute, this is not happening. We're going to just, you know, make some adjustments here.
You know, absolutely. So I think now just listening to us, you know, I'm here, but I'm also flying outside of this observing mindful awareness. But I think it's really important, everyone, if you've ever gone through a fraud, a betrayal, a sadness, anything, it can be a fraud. It can be actually something that went wrong in your day. When you start being open and paying attention to different signs that you might see, like watch and be amazed. You might meet the most amazing friend, the most amazing lover, friend, like you've no idea. So one thing that I like to say is I like to just kind of keep an open, like tabula rasa. That's why I swim every day, because it's like hitting reset and you have no idea like how exciting. You were about to use the word divine earlier, and I think I did the no coincidences, but do you want to comment on like that kind of concept of divinity and timing?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. Particularly in our case or in mine, it couldn't have been more divine. Uncanny is a word that doesn't even describe it. On that particular day, I literally was hit with something and was in a panic about it. I reached out to a friend and expressed my concerns, like, hey, I need something happening on this day. She then found this post. She told me about it. It led me to you, and literally within 24 hours, and I was leading you in this direction before, but you didn't pick it up. But I will say we met within 24 to 48 hours. We had our brunch for the first time. It ended up being a 10-hour brunch. We just were so connected. But going back to, that's a little fun part, but I mean, going back to-
No, everyone, fun is important, because so this important. Lady likes to also have fun. Oh, we both- God.
No, but the divine timing was, I literally was in a tailspin at that moment. I felt very overwhelmed with the situation. And I've said this 2 million times, but for your people that are listening, you could not have come into my life at a more perfect divine time. It could not be described in any other way. The support that you gave me, the wisdom that you gave me, the intuitions and all of your psychic, all these things that you bring to the table was of the utmost of help to me, to really help me balance out what was going on and actually make me feel on top of this situation instead of being overwhelmed by it. So you were brought to me as the greatest gift. And as we've talked about our friendship and all the many things that we are going to do together for this cause, for friendship, for other things, is going to be the primary factor. But in that moment, you became, you lifted me up. You were the wings there that I needed to bring my angels down and just really ascend me from this experience. So the divine timing of this, it literally happened within hours when I said to a friend, wait a minute, I need help and I need it today. And all of a sudden it came in the form of you, literally within hours. And so if you are believing and you see the signs, 1000% divine timing.
Well, I need to work on like receiving. So first of all, I have my hand on my heart and I'm saying, I'm sending you so much love right now and a big smile. So I do believe that there are no coincidences.
Yeah.
And that day that we met, before I even met you in person, we had a dialogue via Messenger on a social media platform. And I think we even spoke before. And I tuned in. I like to tune in, everyone. We all can do this where we ask ourselves, like, what's the reason I'm supposed to meet this person or what's going on? And the two things I got after speaking with you is one, we're going to be great friends. And two, our fathers wanted us to be. And our dads are both, our fathers both passed away. And why don't we, without giving too much, shout out to our dads. We're not going to say their names. Well, I can say my dad's name. Shout out to John. I know your dad's name, but we're just, you know, really keeping this private. But I felt like the other side, the unseen energy, I think it's really important that, you know, be open, everyone. You have your belief system. I always like to honor people who, you know, whether you believe or not believe in the unseen energy or the quantum universe, or, you know, I believe that our ancestors can be in our heart. I believe that they can guide us. I believe if we are open to the concept of love as the highest vibration, however you want to umbrella that, whether it's through spirituality, through religion, through family, sometimes there are divine, sacred, reverent relationships that come into our life so we can grow. And I feel like
1,000%.
Yeah. I just want to do a sacred pause and say thank you to our dads. And also I have to be honest with you, I'm meeting the coolest people after my situation because I'm open to it. So I just want to have gratitude.
Yes. We've talked about many times how when our vibrations are ascending, we are attracting people on that same plane. When we're no longer tolerating certain experiences or behaviors or other things, they're not even coming our way. We are attracting what we're deserving and what we're putting out there. And going back to our dads and other things like that, when you said that to me, my dad had long since passed. But you kept feeling his presence. And then you turned me on to Mary Medeiros, who did our Akashic Record reading. And I was blown away by that. I did not say anything about my father or you believing my father was present. And that was one of the main things she focused on over to our conversation was my father coming through, my father being present, my father wanting to be near, my father wanting to be evoked forward to be helping during this time. It was such a comforting thing. And like you said, Denise, when your mind is open to these concepts, your heart, your mind, your body, you will start to see the signs that are coming. When you can be a receptor, then these things are coming. You start recognizing the signs. And it's honestly so exciting because I'm so far behind the scale where you are in terms of ascension or my spirituality. Although
by the way, I would hit a gong on that right now if we were doing a talk show. I'd be like, gong.
Wait, I have one here. Let me get that.
You should get it. Get the gong. Get the gong. And then I'm gonna be fun. Get that gong.
Keep talking.
Get the gong.
A gong, it's a drum. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ready? Should I do it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ready.
Do it again. Okay. So everyone, she just said something about, oh my goodness. Okay. So right when you said you're so far, I don't know, whatever you said, the bottom line is everyone, we are exactly on our own perfect spiritual path. Yes. And sometimes we, in the linear language of the human language, we're always comparing and what we know and we don't know. But the truth of the matter is when we attract people that have the same heart and wisdom, we connect. It's like, imagine you're standing there with your best friend or a friend. I'm standing next to you. We're all together and we're vibing. Imagine cute little cartoon bubbles coming out of our mouths. And imagine that we're lifting each other up because we love each other. So to me, I want to honor, though, your process of your experience and your perception of, oh, well, Dr. Denise, da, 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 da. But I believe that we attract experiences and people. And if we're in the place of heart and wisdom energy, then we actually have access to each other's sort of etheric energy love field. So I just want to tell you, I feel like I've seen your growth, but also I do need to learn how to take a compliment. But I actually do think you're on an amazing path because I, prior to meeting, you were so concerned about other women being defrauded, as was I.
Yes.
And in your situation of fraud and in my universe of fraud and your universe of fraud, you were like the leading, I like to talk about my own female icons that I really respect, Joan of Arc, Xena, Wonder Woman. You were that version of a warrior chick fighting for justice and also protecting other women. We both felt like, oh my goodness.
That really became my primary force in this whole thing. Of course, it was initially about my experience, but without giving away too much information, you know, over a period of time, I had had multiple women contact me about this same situation. So some of these people just weren't in that fighting warrior woman phase. And it broke my heart for some of them, because no matter what happens, I thank, you know, my Lord that, you know, he made me strong and I could deal with this, even though no one would want to, but some of these others couldn't. And I really just felt like the mantle was given to me for some reason, maybe because I would take it all the way through. And it just was the right thing to do. You know, it just,
so I love that what you just said. You listen to your own inner voice. I love to talk about our own unique in that we all have our own in integrity. And your own in voice said, this is not okay. And I think one of the big things that I want to say at this halfway through mark of our show is that justice, you and I both believe, and we want to kind of encourage everyone to think about what's the highest level of justice. I'll say it for myself. I always like to talk about justice and love all kind.
Yes.
And that if we're fortunate enough to be able to pay for an attorney or have the emotional resiliency to take on people who I feel like just aren't awake yet, like, you know, if you're, I believe we're all part of one humanity. I don't feel like it's us versus them. I feel like it's helping each other to lift up. And so perhaps I like to be hopeful that maybe this experience is helping the other people that did this in this current lifetime sort of elevate themselves. And if you believe in the concept of energy in other lifetimes, it's like, huh, what did I do in other lifetimes? Like, so we're like at this exact divine moment, right? Of like asking go ahead.
You know, something came up in my reading to that effect without going to that. I know I shared it with you in my Akashic reading. So it was kind of surprising why she said to me, oh, your whole life, you've always fought for the right thing and you've always done this and you've always done that. And, you know, without giving anything, she said, oh, because in a past life, you didn't. So, you know, I didn't ask her the particulars. I really should have. I would have been dying to know. But she said, but this is what she's saying has molded me into who I am now and why doing the right thing and caring for others and fighting for what's right is so important to me. So it just completely goes with what you were just saying. So
yeah. So I want to just jump right into one of the reasons why we're doing the show tonight. And I'm actually going to release it tonight because I want to honor the divine timing of today.
Yeah.
And so to me, we don't have to go into details, but when we have these moments of hope, when we're fighting our fight, you know, there's people out there that are fighting for custody. People are fighting for their jobs. People are fighting for racial equality, gender, sexuality,
even your own health, or even, you know, whatever it is, whatever fight that you are feeling that you're being challenged with at the moment.
Right. It's amazing because I always like to talk about, here are some of the fundamentals of awareness, self-love, and altruism, and also crisis, stabilization, and thrive. So when we're going through any type of suffering, and we go into it with an open mind of how can I have the most and highest inner peace during my suffering, the inner peace, even when you are suffering. Today in particular was a big kind of, I would say, hopeful kind of moment. And we, you know, maybe you should give some backstory about how much we've been talking and just how we've had each other's back before we go into why today feels so important.
Well, I am kind of in the midst of this phase legally. So, of course, there's sometimes, you know, you have more work that needs to be put into it or more stress that comes with it or moments of doubt. And why did I take this on? And, you know, what is the purpose of this? You just feel like, oh, gosh, it would be so much easier to abandon this cause and just go on with your own happy life and not be concerned about it. And even this morning, I was kind of dreading a process and I thought, oh, gee, why am I doing this? But, you know, it's been a long time coming. I'm kind of at the pinnacle of what this is all leading to. I feel like I must follow through. But at some point, you just feel like, well, hey, why must I? You know, why must I be the one to save the universe? No. But then, yes, there was a turnaround today. There was an episode today where, you know, everything just worked out in my favor and as justice would see it and was properly served. So it was a great, great day. So, you know, it was a good day for the good guys, basically. So it was worth celebrating. And you and I have been talking, of course, because we become such close friends past this episode. We really, you know, resonate with each other, whether it's, you know, dating or our lives or just our perceptions of different things. But particularly because of this, you've always lended tremendous support. I mean, shall I mention, because this is all about justice, we've been evoking Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Wait, ready, everyone? Maybe yeah. I should hit the button.
Oh, we could do a bell for her. She gets a little bell.
Shout out.
She'll get the singing bowl too. How about that? Okay. Our little.
Okay, let me just. So, sacred pause to the highest level of justice for all kind, for all of us. This isn't just about you and I. This is about, we're doing this show because we believe that we're here in the linear form as human beings, but that the soul and the energy lives on. And you and I were very much both kindred spirits in respecting Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And by the way, she even has a quote about divas. So almost like a year ago, actually, you know, in honoring her passing, you love this woman and you have a quote that's near and dear to your heart. And I'd love for you to share that. Then I'm going to share the one about the diva after you share the yours first.
Yes. And it was interesting because her passing, I had made a post on September 19th, which coincidentally is my father's birthday. So everybody knows.
No coincidences.
No coincidences. Everybody knows now, of course, on Facebook or whatever, you get the, you know, posted a year ago today thing. This came up on September 19th recently as a post I made the previous year, and it had the photos of her and something I had written, which I'm not going to read, but it was very remarkable how this came up because I now was still in this justice fight, which I guess I was in last year. So one of my favorite quotes of hers says, "Fight for the things that you care about, but do it in a way that will lead others to join you." Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I love that quote from her and the artwork that usually accompanies it. So do I.
And so in that particular day, you and we were honoring our fathers, but then we also were, how do I want to put this? We were honoring Ruth in the spirit of justice for all kind. And we were taking it beyond our own experience. We were thinking about anyone who's suffering in the world. You know, if you are without food, shelter, clothing. And like, we were literally taking justice to another level. It wasn't just about any, it was just justice in any way you can imagine justice.
But even in my scenario, you were saying, you know, imagine her, you know, being evoked forward with, you know, maybe the judge in my case or other things like that, that highest level of justice. And I love when you used that phrase, highest level of justice. It's not saying I want X, Y, or Z to happen. It's the highest level of justice, which just really says it all. So when I'm doing my manifesting and all that, that's what I'm asking for. And because that is what we want to see, whatever that is meant to be, whatever that outcome is, we already know we've won in some way spiritually because we are doing this for the right reason. So whatever outcomes transpire, it's all okay. So I love your phrase, highest level of justice.
Well, I also love what you just said to everyone. You know, I like to talk about love for me as the highest vibration, but I also really identify with Buddhism and non-attachment. So if you ask for the highest level of justice in any situation in your life, it's like watch and be amazed. And the other thing that you spoke about is your own belief system. So that goes back to what I like to talk about with your own in integrity. And so that very day, I was just, the way I experience the universe is multisensory. And when we were talking about justice for all kind, we were talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And all of a sudden, no coincidences, you have that beautiful quote. But then I found a really playful one. And I just want to like shout out to the spirit of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Here's a quote of hers. "I suppose if I had any talent that God could have given me, I would have been a diva. But since I'm a monotone, I went to law school." Ruth Bader Ginsburg, upon accepting the Sophia Smith Award in 1997. I'm going to just say it one more time. "I suppose if I had any talent that God had given me, I would have been a diva. But since I'm a monotone, I went to law school." I'm like, oh my gosh, shut the front door. I never even imagined that RBG used diva.
It's so fantastic. It's like, but she is a diva in her own way. I mean, she became a diva of the justice world, particularly, you know, of the feminine nature and spirit. So, you know, but for her, because of course, being a judge, her garb is very conservative in the whole nine yards. You don't typically associate that with the diva. That's usually someone a little more flashy, but she was strong and determined. Yes.
Okay, so what you're just saying, when I launched the first season of Diva Discussion, shout out to Marjan. Marjan helped me launch that the first season.
Hey, Marjan.
Marjan Mamoui. Okay, so when we did it, I'm like, diva, divine, inspirational, vivacious, and aware. And so that concept of diva, of course, we honor the icons, you know, in the industry and entertainment that are the divas, where there's nothing that can take away that. But we're just expanding it to being in touch with your own inner diva. And what does that look like? So
it's more the modern day woman who is the everyday woman who can just be strong and determined with purpose, with ambition and power and drive and goals and self-confidence and leadership. That's, you know, the modern day diva.
So can you you know, I feel like we're on a roll here. And one of the reasons why we really want to do this show is that not only did we call upon Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but one of my spidey senses is I get clear knowing and clear feeling. And when we talked about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I got lightning bolt chills at that night on the 19th of September. And then today I was calling you. You know, I want to stay away from too many details, but the bottom line is we've called upon the concept of the highest level of justice. We associate that with the energy of RBG. And then we felt,
and by the way, she's representative of it.
Yes. She's iconic. So we want to thank the spirit of RBG, but also encourage everyone to be in touch with their own inner higher level of justice. And, you know, it's important when you're going through your crisis that you have people that have your back in the universe. So I think the other thing we can honor the spirit of RBG and thank you for her guidance from the other realms, which we both believe in. By the way, we're not asking you to believe in this. It could just be the spirit of justice. It's however you want to interpret this. That's why, you know, at me with that word neurostyle, that we all process and perceive things in our own unique way. So I want to give you a chance to say anything else about RBG and how you've kind of utilized signs and symbols in your own quest for justice and your own in of integrity.
Well, you know, again, once this post came up and I mentioned it to you and I said, wow, oh my gosh, you know, this is the situation we're in. You started getting some intuitive hits about this, about, oh, you know, she's present. And yes, let's evoke her forward with your current case and, you know, different things. And that's actually what I've been focusing on. And then particularly last night, I did a little manifestation with it. And, you know, I do feel that today was a complete turnaround, particularly with my judge. So, you know, it just all translated. And, you know, so these are the signs that you take as good days, as positive things within what's happening. And it just does inspire you and give you hope to say, hey, maybe I'm onto something here. You know, keeping your heart and mind open. As you know, I got several other signs this morning that when you know where to look,
can you read one of the most positive things that you sent me today before going into your situation?
Yeah. Okay. Here's another thing that came up today. I was actually sitting in a hearing and I hadn't been present in it before. And I was just waiting for it to start. So the little, I just had gone into Instagram and, you know, anything can come up. This is the very first thing that came up right before my eyes. And it said, "You are not reading this by accident. This is your confirmation that everything is going to be all right. God is making a way for you right now." And it was
just, how did you feel right when you read that?
Oh my gosh, I just knew that it was another sign. And the picture of it is almost like it's written on a fortune cookie piece of paper. A little thumb is holding it. It's this little piece of paper. And it was on a something I follow called manifestation.on. It's based in Manhattan, New York. And again, anything could have come up. It could have been a friend, an ad, a this or that. But that's what came up when I opened up my phone as I'm literally sitting there in my seat, you know, in the hearing, waiting for this to begin. So I did take it instantly as another sign. And of course it was. I mean, things could not have ended up more positively today in numerous ways than it's the best I could have hoped for. So, this was a sign. It just,
so what would you, how,
sense of relief
in sharing your story and just explaining this, what are some inspirational tips from your perspective that you would give people when they're kind of feeling hopeless and in their own fight for any sort of justice?
Well, certainly you have to give in to your heart and mind and spirit. And if you're feeling a certain way, allow yourself to feel a certain way, because it's all about balance. Even if you're fight, 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 we're human beings. We're not robots. We're not just made of steel. So you're going to have emotions here and there, but try and keep above it. Talk to your friends like I talk to you. Talk to other people and just, you know, your friends know you the best. Of course, you're in the trenches sometimes, but let all that positivity seep in and let them give you that support, the wind beneath your wings, your angel wings that you need every now and then. And then, you know, things will work out. Listen, if your heart is in the right place and if you believe in divinity, divine energy, your protectors, all of these things, you know, the
or morality. Like for some people, like the word morality resonates, right? So if you don't believe in God or you don't have a spiritual practice, but you believe in truth, justice and integrity, that can be under the umbrella of morality, right?
And that's what I agree in. I mean, I'm not, you know me, I'm not, you know, all this, all that. I do believe in God. I do believe in the universe. I do believe in all that. I have a great sense of morality and integrity. And I know I'm fighting this cause for the right reason. So even though it seems tough at times, like, hey, why am I bothering with this? You know, then you have a good day and you go, okay, this is why. Because in the end, you know you're doing the right thing. And, you know, so I would just say, don't give up. I was feeling a little despondent this morning, like, oh gosh, I'm dreading going into this process. But then once I got there, I mean, it was a triple trifecta, win-win-win. So it, you know, you just have to stay your course.
Yeah,
Your friends, let them help you, you know,
I'm hearing in your voice also a level of humility, like you're relating to others that even though today was good, there's going to be other times that are tough. So remembering you're not alone is really important.
Yes.
And so whatever your situation is, whether you need to seek legal help, professional help, spiritual help, friendship, you want a holistic healing when you're having any sort of suffering. And you don't want to go into that, this place of learned helplessness, because earth can be such a tough place. It's really important to stay inspired. And so one of the reasons why we wanted to also do the show is we wanted to really say we were inspired by Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but we're also inspired just about the power of friendship. So friendship and our loved ones are so golden. To me, that is, you know, for me, the power of love and love currency and having each other's back reigns supreme.
Oh my gosh. I mean, you know, without your friends, I actually spoke with a girlfriend this morning who was aware of the situation for quite some time. And, you know, she had all of the most powerful things to say. Most all of the people around me do, because they know me and they know the truth and they know the plight. But I'd like to say something else. whatever's right for someone else doesn't mean it's what's right for you. You need to honor yourself. Whatever your sense of justice is, or right and wrong, or tolerance, or whatever goals it is that you want to achieve with any situation, don't use anyone else as a barometer. Yes, do so if there's someone that inspires you and can help you or maintain the place you want to be, or even lift you up. But don't feel like there's any hurdles that you need to jump if it's, you know, if it's not your cause.
I love that you said that, and I don't want to, I want to make sure I honor the women that I helped in my situation. You know, some of them just don't even want to be bothered. Some of them are afraid that their life is going to be threatened.
Yes.
Some of them had such severe mental health trauma that even dealing with the situation is just too much. They might even leave the planet. Or some people have such financial strife that, and so to me, you're also being your own hero when you know how to put your own oxygen mask on and love yourself.
Absolutely.
Just because you're choosing your way to do this and I chose mine, that's our path. So we want to, like, I really love that you just said that as we're closing out, to give people hope that we are our own best. For me, I'm going to say this, we're our own best healers. And when we learn how to trust our inner intuition, and by the way, when you've had betrayal and someone, you know, I think we need to talk about this before this show ends. There's this concept of, this is pretty heavy, everyone. I call it spiritual rape. When someone matches your soul or your excitement and they kind of are chameleons. If someone's functioning, you know, I'm an adult and child integrative psychiatrist. So if someone has severe narcissism or sociopathy, they usually look for people who are highly empathic, altruistic, or they profile you. And so what I was just going to say is that people, when you're going through your healing process of any sort of betrayal, sometimes you're working on trusting yourself again. So you're in your own unique healing process going through this. So your form of empowerment needs to match your stage of healing and your stage of ascension. And I think it's really important that people also just don't lose hope. I think hope's really important. Do you want to piggyback on that?
Yes, I would like to say something about that. I mean, a lot of people that go through situations like ours, I hear this from over the 20 people that have contacted me with similar experiences to mine. They're all questioning their judgment. Why didn't I see the red flags? Oh my gosh, now that you've told me that, why didn't I see that? Why didn't I do that? They're having to learn their trust themselves. They're beating themselves up because they let this situation happen. I want to just say right now, no, that is BS. Okay. This is what I tell all these women, and it's really helped them heal so much faster. This is not about you. This is a person who knows exactly what they're doing. They are sociopathic narcissists, they're con artists, they're whatever they are doing. This is their shortcoming. In most cases, this is a career they've actually perfected over time. This has nothing to do with you. This is them. This is their sociopathy. This is their lack of character and morality. Don't start questioning, why didn't I see this? Why didn't I see that? Why? Because they're very good at what they do. They've made this a full-time career. They are playing on your heart, your kindness, your forgiving spirit. You're wanting to see the glasses half full, not half empty. You're wanting to see the good in people. So stop beating yourselves up. It is not about you at all. Just realize, oops, this happened. And you know what? We need to all treat this as a learning experience. And maybe it's our protectors going, something else may have come across later on in life, and you're not going to fall for that this time. It's a hard lesson to learn, but, you know, don't take so long to heal, because you know what? You weren't the one who was broken to begin with. Don't let yourself be broken by somebody else's lack of empathy and pure sympathy.
Wow. So, you know, I want to do, so first of all, thank you for that, all those powerful, inspirational words. But I'm also thinking that one thing I love about knowing you is that we've been really mirrors for each other. So one of the gifts of my situation from my own ascension into justice and just empowerment is that I feel like you've been a mirror. We were very, we don't want to give too much background about our fathers, because that's like a lot.
Yeah.
But our dads and some of our childhood experiences have made us so that we always see the good in people, or we believe the best. And I think what's been really nice for me, and I can't wait for us to do more shows when we can, is you've been a mirror back to me. Like when I'm about, I think I was about to loan someone money and you're like, nah, don't be doing that again. No. Like you send me text messages, even with, by the way,
911.
She sent me like a text like 911. No. And then also we have this really fun thing that we can't say too much that we're both strategically single. And we even like, we're, this is for a whole nother fun show. Like we literally, we have so much fun about that too, where we have each other's back with dating styles.
That's another show topic.
That's a whole other show topic. So I want to say though, like you hear us laughing. And so even though we both met because of something that we did, we're able to go, wow, but what's the miracle of meeting another amazing soul? And so the other thing I want to encourage you is pay attention. If you do have any awareness that there's energy that exists beyond the human understanding, there's no coincidences. It's all sacred geometry. Everyone comes into your life. And I am going to use a little profanity. I like to say it's all divinely fucked up perfect. So it was like the perfect time to meet you. And today, shout out to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Shout out to Justice RBG. For All Kind. RBG's in the house. And also, I want to encourage you all, if there's anyone that's had your back or has been there for you or has made that call or done that act of kindness or that they just were there for you, call them, thank them. Gratitude when you're in a space like this and remembering everything that is going right or the people who do love you, that's what the energy gives you, the fuel to have hope.
Yes, and be there for them. You know, it's like I am so grateful to all the wonderful supportive friends that I have in my life. But you know, most of them, they all say to me, it's because you're such a good friend. Like, you know, it's a symbiotic thing. You drive with someone, just like we're saying before, you know, we're attracting people of our same vibration. So you're jiving with these people on that level so you can feed off of one another. And, you know, it's a great experience. The more we speak, and I think this is truly one of the gifts that we have as women over men, is we really talk about a lot of stuff. And I don't mean like jibber jabber.
We do deep feeling dives.
But I mean, we really just talk about all these important elements and all of these important things. And obviously with the right men, we do too, you know, because as we've talked about, what you're attracting now is everyone I'm attracting, even in my dating paradigm, they are all highly spiritual. They get it. It's not just all the sex talk, you know, it's very different. So again, that's a topic for a different day, but yeah, embrace your friends, embrace your supporters, be that support for someone else. And it's all about your own personal strength. It's all of this. We all help one another. It's like the scales of justice, right? It's like the scales of friendship. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Eventually you'll end up in a balance mode because you're each helping each other out and we're each giving each other support when the other needs it. And we're keeping us all balanced together.
Yay. Well, so everyone, the reason why this is the mystery guest, which we haven't even said you're the mystery guest.
I did.
You know, you're still fighting the fight and we want to have hope and we want to just remain really hopeful. And at some point, you know, but we're not going to give too much attention to this. We have work to do.
It's not about them. It's not about the specifics. It's about the lesson and it's about the message that we're trying to deliver today. We really don't even need to, I don't even want to say honor because nobody deserves that. The people that did defraud us and do wrong, their names don't even deserve to be mentioned. Our point of this is not about any type of smear campaign, whether it's today or another day. That's never the point. The point is the learning lessons and the good things that we can pass on to others through this experience. So honestly, I don't even think anybody's names ever need to be mentioned because that's giving them some level of importance that really they don't deserve or have. If they really don't even belong in this conversation.
Perfect. So everyone, shout out to your form of the highest level of justice and thank you for tuning in and thank you for being here, dear friend. And I'm going to...
Can I say something in closing?
Sure.
As my dear friend, we have talked a couple of times about doing something like this together. So I would just like to say this is the first time that we have done any type of show together. It was completely impromptu and very organic. So it was perfect to make our first show as our friendship experience in honoring RBG today and our highest levels of justice, because it's how we met. And today was a pinnacle day. So I feel very special and privileged to be your guest, your mystery guest today, and because of this special event. So thank you so much, Denise. I adore you with all my heart.
Oh, I adore you too. Okay, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Love you.